And very happy Jimmy Buffett Friday to you at 12:09, Talk Radio 790 KABC, The John Phillips Show, broadcasting live from my living room in Palm Springs, California. And it's time to fully reopen the state of California for business. Mr. Randy Wanks, the sports desk in Culver City.
Well, it looks like the 2022 election has already begun. Berkeley IGS did a survey on what people thought about who they'd vote for in the next gubernatorial race. And it's bad news for Larry Elder, Kevin Falconer, John Cox, and Kevin Kiley. They didn't even try polling Caitlin because that's a lost cause.
What about for Newsom? Because wasn't the last poll that we saw, didn't it say something like 60% wanted someone other than him?
Well, that was before everyone focused on Larry Elder. Now, in a head-to-head race, hypothetically, in 2022, Newsom would be 52%, Larry Elder would be 30%, and the rest undecided. Kevin Falconer would be a little closer, 49-27, John Cox, 51-26, Kiley, 50-25, and again, why even poll for Caitlin?
Well, it'll be interesting to see where the public is in a year now that Gavin Newsom has tipped his hand that he has misinterpreted the results in every imaginable way.
Well, he saw what happened on Tuesday and said, they love the lockdowns. Let's go.
Eating indoors? That's so yesterday.
Let's get that curfew back, too.
Why not shut the beaches down? Disneyland, who needs that? Dodger Stadium, mask up. In fact, I'm getting on a plane later today, Randy. And you know, the mask mandate by the FAA, which was supposed to expire mid-September, was extended through mid-January. So that means I'm going to have to wear a mask in the airport and on the plane when I travel later today.
And depending on the airline, they're not going to serve you any alcohol.
No. In fact, I can't find my mask. So what I've been doing is I've been looking on eBay for the estate of, well, I'm not going there. I'm not doing a Chris Burrows joke on a Jimmy Buffett Friday. That would be distasteful, and I'm not going there.
I really got to applaud your restraint.
Absolutely. 800-222-KABC is the phone number, 1-800-222-5222. Now, there are many libertarian tendencies that I have as someone who considers themselves to be right of center. I don't like it when the government gets involved in every aspect of your life. Generally speaking, they screw it up. They can't educate the children. They can't fill the potholes in the roads. They can't send out EDD checks to the rightful recipients. They can't clear the brush to prevent the state from going up in flames. That being said, I am not a full-on libertarian because I do think there are certain roles for government in modern society.
Yeah, if you go to a libertarian convention, the number one issue that they think is really affecting America is the fact that people have to get driver's licenses.
And one of the roles that I believe government should serve is in the area of zoning. We all share certain things together. And because we share certain things together that we cannot do on our own and we cannot go to private businesses for, we have to have a certain understanding on how we use those services. And we have to borrow a word, be mindful of our neighbors with how we use them. And zoning is one of those issues. We all share the same sewage lines. We all share the same electrical grid. We share the same parking space. Therefore, we have to live together so we don't blow up the electrical grid, we don't back up the sewage lines, and we don't have any place to park. We need to coexist, and we need to share all of those resources. And one of the ways that we do that is by zoning correctly. If you have single-family homes in a large commercial property all in the same area, you could have all kinds of problems. Have you ever been to the city of Chicago and been to Wrigley Field, Randy?
Sorry, say that again. The boss is interrupting me in the middle of the show.
All right, put the boss on the microphone because he's a Chicago guy. This is a Chicago question. I need a Chicago guy.
Drew Hayes.
We are talking about zoning.
Thank you.
We are talking about zoning and how there is a role for government. Don't have him off mic. Give the man a
microphone. Sorry, there. Okay.
There we go.
What are you going to put me, you're going to do to me what you do to political candidates?
Absolutely. You are John Cox really today.
Nice. No.
Enjoy the hot seat.
Get the bear over here. Yes.
All right. We're talking about the importance of zoning. Explain to the audience what it's like to put a big commercial entity in the middle of a neighborhood. Explain Wrigley Field and what that involves.
Well, I mean, Wrigley Field was there before most of the people who claim to go to the games but never go to the games. So, you know, it depends on, I don't know if anybody would go, hey, let's put Wrigley Field there now and take places out. I don't think anybody would do that.
But what is parking like? What is congestion
like? Well, there's no parking. They park on your lawn. They, you know, turn it into a living urinal. It's terrible. It's brutal. And by the way, Comiskey Park or whatever they call it now, Guaranteed Rate Field, on the south side of Chicago is really also in the neighborhood. It happens to abut the Dan Ryan Expressway, but it's really in the neighborhood. And it's awful. It's hideous.
There is a reason that we put commercial properties together. There's a reason that we put single-family homes together. There's a reason that we put apartment buildings together. It's because they all jive with one another.
Well, neighborhoods ought to be relatively consistent. You know, in Chicago, they actually have a lot of bars that are right in a neighborhood that are on the corner. But by and large, it really does make more sense to be on a block with stuff instead of stuck next to, Ma and Pa Kettle.
Which is why it should be concerning to everyone that California Warden Gavin Newsom.
This is insane. This is insane. You mean on your property, we can put up four condos? Are you kidding me?
Why stop at four? You can make more money with eight.
Build them to the sky. And then we can go, oh, it's horrible. We're warehousing people. This is terrible. Knock down those giant skyscrapers. It's ridiculous. It's utterly ridiculous. And I'm happy to have the chance to weigh in on this, and now I'm leaving. Goodbye.
Newsom just signed a law that would kill single-family zoning in the state of California. So if you live in an area that has single family homes and your neighbor has a single family home and your other neighbor has a single family home and that's what's in your part of town, guess what? Those days are over because the neighborhoods with single family zoning are now a thing of the past. For more, here's CBS 2.
Online News at 9, and we're streaming on CBSN Los Angeles. I'm Juan Fernandez.
And I'm Pat Harvey, and we begin with a major breakthrough tonight to address California's housing crisis.
That's right. KCAL 9 political reporter Tom Waite live in the newsroom for us with those late-breaking details. Tom?
Hi there, Juan and Pat. Well, this has been years in the making. Governor Newsom just signed a new law that will allow homeowners across the state to build more housing on the land they already own, and their local cities or towns can't stop them.
How much of this bill was an evolution out of Newsom's fight with Huntington Beach?
Oh, absolutely. They want more low-income housing all over the place. And he has really a problem with Orange County because Orange County provides pushback on that. Because you know what happens when you build more of that housing, and particularly in single-family home neighborhoods.
For decades, much of the land in California's cities and towns has been zoned as single-family home, which meant only one housing unit on that lot. The new bill signed into law today by the governor changes that.
So what this bill is an opportunity for our neighbors to be able to create housing for other neighbors or even their own family members.
State Senator Lena Gonzalez co-authored the bill with Senator Tony Atkins.
Right now, California allows cities to build up to three units on your property. This allows one more unit.
For years long.
When I could already build three units on my land, I'm going to be a slumlord.
Cha-ching. We can all be our own little Donald Sterling now, can't we?
I don't use my guest bedroom anymore. No one has guests over in the COVID era. I'm turning that thing into an apartment.
For years, lawmakers have tried to change single-family home to allow two or three homes on each piece of land, but they have run into fierce opposition from cities and towns who say zoning is a local issue, and they, not the state, should decide how dense neighborhoods can get. A UC Berkeley study found that the law could allow up to 400,000 homeowners to add units on their properties.
And when you look at SB 8, 9, and 10 as a package that the governor just signed, first off, kudos to the governor for doing it.
Richard McDonald is an attorney who does land use and development work.
It addresses the housing crisis in a multifaceted way. SB 9, the one that really affects single-family neighborhoods by allowing up to four units.
Critics say the bill could tear up the character of neighborhoods by allowing homeowners too much free rein over modifying their lots and take away too much local control.
I think a lot of folks think it's just an opportunity for developers to come in left and right and start building in our communities and create different characters, et cetera. That is not what this bill is. It's been mischaracterized.
You know what's going to happen here is the same thing that's been going on with every rent-controlled building in Los Angeles for the past 10 years, which is the developer tries to buy out every single person in there so they can tear it down and put a much more expensive condo. Expect developers to be knocking on your door asking, how much cash will you take for your home right now so they can knock it down and turn into a four-unit building?
And if you won't sell to them, guess what? They contribute to your city councilman. You don't. They can use eminent domain to kick you out if you're too much of a pill.
The city of Sacramento appears poised to make the city one of the first across the country to get rid of traditional single-family zoning, very similar to Portland, Oregon, and Minneapolis, Minnesota. Live in the newsroom, I'm Tom Waite. Pat, back to you.
Oh, those are great examples of places to live.
Oh, yes. Can't we all be like Minneapolis? I mean, we already are on fire, so we have that in common.
Now, that's only SB 9. The other one that he signed, SB 10, means you can build even more units if your neighborhood is in a transit hub. What does a transit hub mean? It means you are next to a bus stop.
Oh, that can only mean great things for property values. Look, here's the deal. There is a housing crisis in California. Part of it is the fault of Sacramento. Part of it is not their fault. There are two main issues that are contributing to the high cost of housing in the state of California. Let's start with what they have no control over. In 2008, when the economy crashed, one of the groups of people that got hit hard were developers. The banks just stopped loaning money. They stopped loaning money to people who were buying homes that were overvalued in places like Corona, and they stopped loaning money to people who were building homes. So instead of building homes at a rapid clip, which is what we had been doing in the state of California, everything came to a grinding halt. If you don't believe me, talk to people whose development was being built during the 2008 crash. I see them all around me where they're a quarter of the way built or half built or three quarters of the way built, and they just stopped because they ran out of money. The banks would not loan it to them. And there is a backlog of years and years and years of building that we missed out on because the banks would not loan money to buyers or builders. So that's problem number one, and I'm not going to hang that on Newsom. I'm not going to hang that on Arnold. I'm not going to hang that on Jerry Brown. That was a federal problem, really an international banking problem that impacted more states than California. And if you don't believe me, go talk to anyone who lives in Las Vegas. The problem that we have control over is how difficult we make it to build anything. Neighborhood groups have the power to stop virtually any development they want to stop. The Amundsen Ranch is a good example. Out towards you, Randy, where you grew up. Remember that one?
What was that story?
I think it was called the Amundsen Ranch. Maybe I had, starts with an A. It was a big development out there. If someone lives out there, give us a call. Tell us what it was. Maybe I got that wrong. Anyway, it was something that they wanted that the state stepped in and said, no, you can't do that. And you have these environmental rules, and you can't build in fire zones, and you can't build here.
Now, the Amundsen Ranch now is known as the Upper Las Virgenes Canyon Open Space Preserve.
Okay, there you go. Well, that was supposed to be wall-to-wall homes.
Yeah, that was supposed to be a new neighborhood next to Agora Hills, right next to Bell Canyon. But, well, the rich people in Bell Canyon like their views.
I'm glad I remembered that correctly. Sometimes the wires get crossed. But the issue is I remember when I was living in Orange County, the Huntington Beach wetlands. Couldn't do anything with that. The cost of housing in Huntington Beach was skyrocketing, but God forbid if you touch the wetlands. There's always an excuse as to why you can't do anything. The fight over El Toro Air Base, that was another one in Orange County, where they fought for years and years and years on what to do with that land. They almost, by the way, picked up the University of Southern California and moved it to El Toro. That was a possibility at one point in time. But the moral of the story is, the state of California makes it so difficult to build anything, you don't have any new developments where you would have homes that look like the homes in the same neighborhood. So because they won't allow neighborhoods to be built that would then be in line with one another, single family homes, putting the same taxing on the sewage lines and the electrical grid and parking and all of that, because they won't allow that to happen, now what they want to do is they want to allow people to put apartment buildings or duplexes or fourplexes in single family homes, which is going to wreck the parking, it's going to wreck the electrical grid, it's going to wreck the sewage lines, it's going to wreck the character of the neighborhood. You are going to have duplex next to home, next to fourplex, next to home, next to duplex, next to home, and that isn't going to work. And for all of you single family homeowners out there, you know exactly what I mean. We used to live in Garden Grove. I grew up in Garden Grove. And at one point in time, they put a halfway house in our neighborhood for women who were addicted to substances. And in a single-family home, what they essentially did was operate a private business, a for-profit business. And all of these women who were there had boyfriends who would show up at all hours of the day and night, and they knew they weren't supposed to park their cars in front of that house, so they parked their cars in front of our house. And they were loud, and they were drunk, and they brought all kinds of problems. Well, imagine that on steroids, because that is now what's going to happen to single-family home communities up and down the state of California. If you are a homeowner who lives in a single-family home, I want you to weigh in on this, because your single-family home neighborhood is now going to be a thing of the past. What do you make of this bill that Gavin Newsom just signed? 800-222-KABC. 1-800-222-5222. 800-222-KABC is the telephone number. 1-800-222-5222. Gavin Newsom has done away with single-family home neighborhoods in the state of California with new legislation that he signed. People are hitting me up on social media and sending me emails saying, why in the world would someone do this? Well, he's going to tell you he's doing it to provide more housing in the state of California and to alleviate the housing crunch. But that's not the real reason, because if he wanted to do that, he would greenlight developments where you could build more single family home residences. The reason that he's doing this is because one of the groups of people that contribute large sums of money to state and local office holders are developers. We've seen this at the city level. We've seen this at the county level. We've certainly seen this at the state level. And what developers want is they want to build. And if they can't build new developments, then they can knock down existing structures and build new developments or build smaller developments in residential areas, particularly if you're talking about high rent districts, because you can do this in San Francisco. You can do it in West Hollywood. You can do it, well, maybe if you try it by the beach, the Coastal Commission will have a say. But depending on which zip code you're talking about a lot of zip codes with a lot of land worth a lot of money. So there is money to be made from this deal. The other motivation for doing away with single-family home residences is if you put four-unit complexes in single-family home neighborhoods, one of the things that you're going to do is you're going to make it impossible to park. And if you make it impossible for people to find parking, what they're going to do is they're going to have to ride the bus. They're going to have to ride the train. They're going to have to find public transportation. And they want us out of our cars in the worst possible way. It's why they built the subway. It's why they do the road diets. It's why they have the ciclovia where they want us on bicycles. They want us out of our cars.
It's gotten so bad in downtown LA when they build a new apartment building, the city actually says you can't build every parking space for every unit in there. You can't have that. You have to have less parking than the units you want in there to encourage people to take the train.
Absolutely. So this will wreck parking in single family home neighborhoods. So if you have a barbecue, you entertain, you have people over, make sure you have a lawn that you can park on. 800-222-KABC is the number, 1-800-222-5222. Let's begin with James. James, you're on KABC. Hello.
Hey, John, longtime listener. You know, it's crazy. I can't believe he's doing this. But, you know, what I think someone should do is go up to his neighborhood in Northern California and buy up some lots and build 8-unit complexes right next to him. Because he's not going to let go of this stuff. It's unbelievable.
You know, that may cost a pretty penny. Doesn't he have the most expensive house in his county?
Yeah, he probably does, but it's just, I mean, if someone could make some money off 8 units next to him, I'm sure he would enjoy it and probably fight it, too.
So I love it. Maybe, Randy, we could even take the homeless population and turn it into transitional housing.
There you go.
Thanks for the call, sir. I appreciate it. Let's go to Jill. Jill, you're on KABC. Hello.
Hi. I live right now in a duplex that I own. So I live by the beach in Orange County, and there's a lot of nice houses and duplexes and multifamily all mixed up by the beach right now. And the biggest problem is that when you're not going to have very many people that actually own where they live. So nobody cares about the neighborhood. Nobody cares about what their place looks like. And if you have kids, if you do live where you own, it's tough. It's tough to build a neighborhood.
Absolutely. And what you want in neighborhoods is you want people with skin in the game. If you live there, you know if there's a homeless problem. You know if there's a parking problem. You know if the schools are bad. And because you want to protect your property value, you work to fix those problems. If you're an absentee landlord, the only thing that you care about is if the check clears. And that's a problem.
Exactly.
Thanks for the call. Let's go to Sam. Sam, you're on KABC. Hello.
Hi, Mr. Phillips. This is Sam from the city of Orange.
Hey, hi there.
You know, everybody in California voted for the governor. They voted for him in a big way. So, sir, I say, let them eat it. I'm moving out of California, and I'm taking all my friends with me. Let California eat it.
What state are you moving to?
Michigan or the state of Tennessee.
You got a coat?
Oh, I do. I know it's a land of ice and death, but it's a lot different than California, that's for sure.
You know, that governor in Michigan isn't any better than Newsom.
No, sir, he's not. She's not. But we will get another governor, and this time he or she will be much better.
You know, Newsom has this weird thing where he laughs for no reason when he's telling you a lie. She has this weird smirk on her face at all times. Have you noticed that? Gretchen Whitmer.
Yes,
she's got a weird smirk always on her face. Maybe he likes to listen to the radio and hasn't seen it. Thank you for the call, though, sir. I appreciate it.
I think you just scared him out of moving to Michigan. He's got to change his plans.
I hear Dallas is beautiful, though. 800-222-KABC is the phone number. 1-800-222-5222. Gavin Newsom is doing away with single-family home residences, zoning, that is, in California neighborhoods. What say you? We have a lot of homeowners in this audience. I want you to react. 800-222-KABC, 1-800-222-5222 is the telephone number. According to new legislation just signed by California Warden Gavin Newsom, single-family home zone neighborhoods are a thing of the past. What say you? 800-222-KABC. Let's begin with Dawn. Dawn, you're on KABC. Hello. All right, let's go to Matt. Matt, you're on KABC. Welcome.
Hey, what's going on, John?
Hey there.
So I'm calling because I'm a landscape maintenance guy. I cut grass for a living over here in Temecula. And my entire job, my career, depends on single-family homes with backyards, front yards, you know, stuff like that. If they get rid of single-family homes and they put condos or whatever, I'm not going to have any grass to cut, and I'm going to be out of work. And so it really affects my whole entire business and basically the last 13 years of my life trying to build a business for myself here. So it's definitely something I've been following, and it really, really bothers me because people work really hard to have nice homes and then to say, oh, well, you know, we'll just tear it down and put a condo here next door. You know, it's just one more freedom being taken away, I think.
You know, it's funny that you say that because I live in a house and the property I owned prior to this was a condo. The condo had no grass, had no gardener, had no pool, none of that. It was pretty much just a building in a high density neighborhood. My single family home has a lot of grass that requires a gardener, a landscaper, all of that, a pool guy, and all of those companies, all of those individuals rely on homes exactly like mine for them to make their living just as you do. When I was in that condo, I never paid those bills at all.
Yeah, so I guess we'll see what happens. My hope is that most people are proud to live in a house and don't want it to be bulldozed down and everything, but, you know, we'll see. But I appreciate
Absolutely.
You taking my call.
Thanks so much for calling. And I will say this, too. The density of an area that you live in impacts your political worldview. If you own a house and you have space between you and your neighbors, you have less of an impulse to regulate what they do because you only interact with them when you want to. However, if you live in an apartment building or you live in a high-density condo building, then what your neighbor does impacts you in a very fundamental way. And you have a strong impulse to regulate their behavior. Think about it. If your neighbor smokes and you live in a single family home, you don't even know that they smoke unless you're right on top of each other in one of those tract home communities. But if you're in an apartment and your neighbor smokes, you smell it because it goes through the vents. So you want to ban people from smoking in their home. If your neighbor has a gun for self-protection, and someone breaks into their home and they have to use that gun to protect themselves. If you're in a single family home, maybe the sound of the gun going off will wake you up, but that's probably it. If you live in an apartment building, those bullets go flying through the walls and might hit you. So the impulse is to regulate what kind of guns or whether or not your neighbor can own a gun at all. Part of the reason that California's politics have changed is that our density has changed. We went from being an area where places like Santa Monica and Huntington Beach and Venice had a lot of single-family homes to an area where there are a lot of apartment complexes and there's high density. Density that didn't exist this way in the 50s and 60s and even in the 70s. Think about West Hollywood. West Hollywood has the highest density of any city in California, and think about the politics of West Hollywood. All of this makes a difference in a state and the political ecosystem. Yesterday, we talked to Keira Davis, who said the political divide in this country is not necessarily R versus D, red versus blue, conservative versus liberal. It's cities versus everyone else. Well, in California, we have a lot more high-density cities than we ever used to. People say, well, Orange County's turning blue. Look at that. Well, travel to Anaheim. Look at Anaheim. I grew up in Garden Grove, where it was virtually all single-family homes when I lived there. Same thing with Anaheim. Now you go to Angel Stadium. You go around Disneyland. And it's these huge developments where it's people living on top of one another. That wasn't the way Anaheim was built. It's changed that way. It's evolved that way. And if that's what Anaheim wants to do, let them do it. But the state of California should not have a one-size-fits-all policy for everyone in the state. Some people don't want to live like that. Let's go to Steve. Steve, you're on KABC. Hello. Steve, are you there, sir?
Hello?
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
My issue is, not only is there a problem with the street, they developed a lot of these homes. I think they developed it for the reason being Now you're going to have more people. You need better roads. You need better schools. You need better medical. I think he's going to have a shoulder. So he's going to everything.
All right, sir, your phone is cutting out, but I think we get the point that Newsom has a chip on his shoulder and our lives will be more miserable because of it. Thank you so much for the call.
I also believe that Steve really wants them to build some new cell phone towers in his neighborhood.
That is infrastructure, sir, infrastructure. Let's go to Jim. Jim, you're on KABC. Hello.
I could say so much on this. I don't even know where to start. So please throw me a couple questions. Okay, the first thing is, these bills have been out in the public domain for well over a year. My city has had a lot of conversations about it. The negative side, I will say, is they don't like the suburbs, the powers that be, and individuals, because they now feel that they're racist. They're literally using that argument that people were redlined, so we got to open them. So that's the first thing. There's an organization called Livable California that's been having meetings about this for well over a year. You've done a great job today, but I got to tell you, the local stations didn't have much on this. So our fault, I could have emailed you and brought it up, but we got caught up in the recall. The other thing is, my 2020 Fitbit record shows that I walked 3,700 miles or jogged, believe it or not, all over California. There is a lot of building in California, believe it or not. Example, Hollywood. Go Hollywood and Vine, all the high-rises. Southern Alameda County, huge swaths. There's a lot of infill that's taking place. I tried to buy a house however many decades ago. Wasn't easy for me either. Land has always been expensive in California. So they have a war on the suburbs. There's a lot of truth in everything. They're expensive, et cetera. There's a lot of truth in what people are saying. The impetus for this is Scott Wiener in San Francisco has said explicitly he does not like the suburbs. He does not like what they represent. Garbage truck going by. And he's going to do something about it. So there was a lot of fighting about all these bills. They've snuck several others in the over in the last 5 years. The fact of the matter is, even Larry Elder, who I like, had it wrong about nobody being able to build. There are things that are hard to build, no doubt about it. But there's also a labor shortage. I know people that have tried to put in-laws in. They get halfway through it, and their labor gets sucked away. Land is expensive. So there's a lot of things going on. It's not a simple issue. But this one I will drill down on. Scott Wiener pushed it through. He's a true believer. He does not like the suburbs. That was the push for this. It started years ago with the tech titans up in San Francisco, wanted to get the workers off their back. Another thing to look into, I'll point it out, everybody go Google Bay Area Council up in the Bay Area. Look who they're 300. They literally have three, I don't know if it's 350. I'm not going to say board of directors, but advisors. They're doing press releases. How much money do they have? And I'm a very capitalistic, and I'm not conspiratorial. But they've been writing op-eds in the last 2 weeks supporting the Wiener bill. And we
right,
all
because
have-
this would be good for developers. Developers would be able to go into single-family homes in areas that would largely be shut off to them if they build duplexes or fourplexes. And now they can buy properties and turn a single-family home plot into a duplex or a fourplex. You can buy three or four of them in a row and put up a larger building. It increases the opportunities for them to really expand the map. Thank you for the call, sir. Appreciate it. Let's go to Don. Don, you're on KABC. Hello. Okay, let's go to Camille. Camille, you're on KABC.
Hello.
Hi, you're on. You got about 30 seconds.
All right. I live in Redondo Beach, and the law has been here since the 80s. They've nicknamed this area Recondo. They tear down the bungalows. They're still doing it, put up huge duplexes or triplexes, and it is so crowded here. It's just terrible.
Can you find parking ever in your neighborhood, or no? Is that done?
Yeah, I can, but it's difficult. I mean, the street sweepers, I think, keep it recycling good enough. But I had one other comment
yeah.
about the mass buyouts of foreign people that, you know, they were buying the homes here in mass without even looking at them online.
Yeah, the Russians and the Chinese. Yeah. Yeah, that's going on all over Southern California. I talk to people in the San Gabriel Valley who say that's a big deal going on over there, and it's causing the price of housing to shoot through the roof. Certainly will be part of this as well. All right, we got two more hours coming up on this Jimmy Buffett Friday right here on the John Phillips Show, Talk Radio 790 KABC.